CITR 101.9 FM. If you hadn't heard it the past 15 times, or 15 voices, might I say, you're hearing it now from my own voice, Olivia Mandolini. That's who's running this evening's show from 7 to 8 p.m. And if you're just listening in now to my show for the first time, it's called The 214, and on this show we talk about concerts past, present, and in the future, and other topics of interest that come to my mind. Thanks for tuning in to 101.9 CITR FM. We are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, which is located on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. And I'm excited to be here tonight. We're going a little bit off the grid here. And when I say off the grid, I mean a little bit unplanned for this evening's episode. But I think it's a good thing because I haven't had the opportunity yet to like walk into an episode and kind of just feel like talking about whatever comes to my mind. Most of the time I come prepared with a little bit of a history to start off, a history about a concert, and I kind of just go from there. But because it's October and October is my favorite month, and this weekend I've been listening to a lot of music, I really kind of wanted to just play some music that I've been genuinely enjoying the past couple days since Friday. And yeah, so I hope everyone's okay with that. But why not just start off by introducing myself? So my name's Olivia, and I've been living in British Columbia, in Vancouver, British Columbia, since May. So I'm originally from Toronto, Ontario, / Hamilton, Ontario, and I am a soon-to-be graduate from the academic institution of McMaster University, which is quite a fine place to attend, quite a fine collegiate institute, if that's the varsity institute, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what collegiate actually means, if I'm being honest, but yeah, so the past 2 weeks have been really interesting on social media for me because it's around this time, near the end of September, beginning of October, where the North American or Canadian universities tend to have their homecoming or FOCO, fake homecoming events, which are essentially massive street parties hosted by and run by students that happen in like the student conglomerate, conglomerate areas, like the student housing neighborhoods. And they tend to kind of create a lot of noise and a lot of fuss for residents living in these student areas or nearby student areas. And so every year we get these emails and we get these messages sent to us by the provost to not take to the streets, which I think is completely valid. But despite the messages and the threats of fines, the students must party. They must go to the streets. And this year it was incredibly shocking because I was receiving all these emails on my Outlook from the provost mentioning like fines of $25,000 to students for even being caught like attending an unauthorized student house party. So, I mean, I was very like, kudos to the students who still took to like Dalewood Avenue or whatever in Hamilton, Ontario to just really throw shopping carts in the air. Because if I was there right now, there's no way I would be attending any unorganized student events when there's like the threat of 25K hanging over my head for attending. It's just not worth it in my opinion, but maybe it was just a threat and not taken seriously. I do kind of understand where I think the school is coming from, but also it was kind of this law, this bylaw was put in place by the Hamilton government. Yeah, government. Because last year there were a bunch of idiots that may have been associated with our university or may not have been, who flipped over a student's car. She was away. She was not in the city, but for some reason, a group of guys thought it would be so funny to like roll over a car onto the other side, onto just so it was upside down, like in front of police officers. Anyway, so I think this year Hamilton was a little bit scared, but McMaster's not historically known to be this kind of aggressive party school, so I don't know what that says about our future years to come. Anyway, I'm from McMaster University, and I'm here now in Vancouver, British Columbia, working at a wonderful company called Precision Nanosystems. I love working there. I love the team. I love the collaboration, and I like working on cell therapies and gene engineering things. It's very, very fun. Very fun time. And I like other things like hiking and sailing. And this is the perfect city to do it in. And so I come from a history of campus radio. I was music director at 93.3 CFMU, which is a radio station that broadcasts to the Hamilton, Brantford, Guelph area in Ontario. And growing up, I listened to another campus radio station called CIUT, which is the University of Toronto's campus radio station. So every morning, my mom, my brother, and I, we were just like turning up, I think it was 99.5 CIUT. And I really do quite enjoy listening to like students and community members share their thoughts, share their music suggestions, their opinions, and kind of also sharing perspectives that you wouldn't normally hear coming from one of your mainstream radio sources. And yeah, so once I got here, CITR was the first check box on my list of organizations to take part in, and now I have my show, The 214. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because it's been about 8 minutes of this, but yeah, my name's Olivia, and I'm really glad you're here with me tonight. I'm going to start off playing a song that I discovered yesterday by Sudan Archives. They are an artist from Los Angeles, and specifically I don't know much about them because, hello, it's been like 24 hours, but their original name is Brittany Parks. Their stage name is Sudan Archives. They first emerged onto the scene as a self-taught avant-garde violinist, channeling sounds through loop pedals. And I am obsessed with any kind of violin looping in a song. So I'm really excited about this. And they're combining like R&B, hip-hop, and experimental electronic music with this looping. They started in about 2017. And they are originally from London. And yeah, so I'm going to play a track, and that track is called Selfish Soul off of the album Natural Brown Prom Queen. So thank you for tuning in to my show, The 214, on CITR 101.9 FM, and here's Selfish Soul.
If I cut my hair, hope I grow it long, back time like way before. If I wear it straight, would they like me more? Like those girls on front covers. Long hair, make them stay a little longer. Stay hair, stay straight, though we feel the shame. By the curls, waves, and natural things. Curls, waves, and natural things. Okay, one time if I grow it long. Am I good enough? Am I good enough? About time I embrace myself and soul. Time I feed myself and soul.
out, couldn't even catch a vibe. Hope he still loves me, he knows that this beat is getting old. The extension that I had to offer, he said, baby, don't you bother. But when it's gone, just
don't know.
I'm
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to The 214, and I'm your host, Olivia. The 214 is all about concerts in the past, present, and future, and that's what I like to talk about. Concerts, and the past couple episodes we've been focusing on festivals, actually. But today we are just playing music, because I haven't had an intro episode, so I'm enjoying talking about myself and talking about the music that I've discovered this weekend, which is always fun. So I played, just to refresh you guys, a track called Selfish Soul from the artist known as Sudan Archives. And while I was playing that song, I realized that she's actually self-taught on the violin. Fun fact, very impressive. I always find that people who can ear train themselves into an instrument and then make a successful career out of it, astonishing. Following that, I played a track called Romanticist by Yves Tumer, who is an artist from Los Angeles, California. And I finished it off with a track called Moody from the band ESG. And for those of you that don't know ESG, they are a kind of funk South Bronx based band that has some post-punk, no wave rap and house music influences, and they opened for Public Image LTD at one of the concerts that they played at in the 80s. So yeah, a little bit of a throwback there, but they are pretty cool. And I'm going to read about them a little bit more while I play the next couple of tracks, so I can kind of circle back and talk a little bit about ESG, because now that I'm playing their music and reading about them, I'm learning. It's kind of like learn as you go, which is always fun. Anyway, what I've got coming up next is pretty cool. I was thinking about playing the Cranberries because I listened to a podcast with the Cranberries yesterday, and I always like end up learning a lot about a specific music group when I am listening to music podcasts, obviously. But there's this one in particular, which is called 60 Songs That Describe the 90s, and the show host is really great. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he's also a writer for or he's a music critic for one of those popular American music magazines, which Rob Harvilla is his name, and he is a senior staff writer at The Ringer. So yeah, definitely check out his podcast if you like diversified 90s music, because he brings a lot of like modern day musicians onto the podcast, and they talk about all these songs from the 90s, and it's not just focused on like kind of the grunge early stages of alternative rock side of the 90s. They really tend to focus on other genres, if that was a concern. Anyway, yeah, so like for example, I listened to this one about the Cranberries, but there's like Smashing Pumpkins. Wow, that contradicts everything I just said. Mariah Carey's on there. Missy Elliott, Wu-Tang Clan, Alanis Morissette, kind of all over the place. Dr. Dre, No Doubt, TLC, Notorious B.I.G. Anyway, so learned a lot about the Cranberries. I love the Cranberries. They have a very sentimental hole in my heart. There's a very sentimental hole in my heart that was obliterated when I first heard Zombie at the age of, I don't know, 10. And I ran to my father at the time, not at the time, but I mean, he's dead now. So anyway, I ran up to him and I was like, I have to learn how to play this. And obviously, like, go to YouTube and start copying what the instrumentalists are playing, wherever you can find them. And yeah, so I learned Zombie. It was the first song I played on the guitar ever. And no need to argue, is probably one of my all-time favorite albums. I'm going to play The Icicle Melts off of No Need to Argue. Because I haven't heard this in a really long time. And I think it's one of their best tracks, but also not most popular. It's not a very popular track off of the album. So we're going to go with that. And then I'm going to lead into something else exciting. So stay tuned, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far.
The story of a hurricane and a temple lost like crying tears in rain. No love is lost or no sweet wisdom gained. So save your tears and save yourself the shame. Oh, cyclone. Took a step outside, I could taste in the air a familiar sense of pride.
and the wind it blows. You held your head up high. Then I saw the clouds draw storms into your eyes. Oh, cyclone.
So, coming back to that band ESG that I played a couple songs ago, right before the Cranberries, I played a track called Moody off of their album Dance to the Best of ESG by ESG. Fun fact, that album was re-released off of their own personal record label that they established in 1991, and they re-released a bunch of their original tracks on their own personal record label. Anyway, so ESG, just a little bit of a brief biography, started out as a band formed from four sisters and one neighbor living in the South Bronx. And it's definitely grown as a group over time, and they are still present now. They've had some on and off years regarding their activity, but they officially formed in 1978. Sisters Renee, Marie, Valerie, and Deborah Scroggins all began playing together as young girls in the South Bronx housing projects. And their mothers purchased their instruments. Their mother purchased the instruments for them, despite having very little financial stability, to kind of keep the children out of trouble in the neighborhood that they were growing up in the project neighborhood. Which is specifically written on their biography. Prior to one of the sisters, Marie, stated that they were beating on pots and pans, trying their best to just play music and come up with like instrumentals out of basically anything they had in their apartment prior to receiving said instruments and even oatmeal boxes, which I think is pretty creative before she got an actual real guitar. And both of their parents are musicians, so it's a very music-oriented household, this group. Wow, it's four sisters created a band together. Both parents, I think the mother is a vocalist, the father is a musician. And so, yeah, they basically put this band together and in 1978. And so the band is described as being a... being a part of the no wave scene, and so like a funky kind of hip hop group that, but it's, I've read a couple of their biographies in the past couple minutes, and I'm always seeing like no wave is just how they're defined, like right off of the bat. And I don't know what no wave is. I've definitely heard of new wave. I've heard of dark wave, but no wave is a new one. So obviously the next step was to kind of Google that musical genre. And you learn something new every day because no wave is a music genre named for the transient avant-garde music and visual art scene from which it emerged in the late 1970s in downtown New York. And I know what you're thinking. Doesn't that sound a lot like new wave? I thought that too. But no. The term no wave was a pun based on the rejection of commercial new wave music. Isn't this just an endless loop of just rejecting what's been rejected until you have nothing more to reject and you just have like noise? Am I like on the right track here? Like parent genres, punk rock, post-punk, industrial music, experimental rock, avant-garde music. How much more experimental can we get? And why are we using the term wave to describe this? I guess like wave is like a frequency. It's no longer music. It's just a frequency now. This is where we're at. I love it. Anyway, ESG is pretty cool. American funk rock band. I really want to play them because one, I think I'm really going to try harder every episode to include more alternative rock and punk bands that are led by and feature black singers and musicians, because I think this is really important. It's kind of the direction I want to lead myself in personally. So I wanted to play ESG because they are very, like I said, formed in the late 70s, and they really do have some cool releases from the 80s and the 90s. And like I did say, they played with Public Image LTD, and they played with, what was the other group that was pretty big? It's not coming to mind right now. But anyway, if you are interested in learning more about them, go to your favorite music streaming service and listen to ESG, because my top releases from the band would be Moody, which I played, UFO, and ESG. They have a self-titled track. Anyway, go for it. And fun fact, in UFO, there's a siren sound that's pretty common. You hear in a lot of tracks from the late 80s. The same siren sound was sampled on tracks by Public Enemy, LL Cool J, Big Daddy Kane, Tupac, TLC, and Miles Davis. So that's pretty interesting. Miles Davis. Whoa. Sometimes I forget that Miles Davis was still active in the 80s. I kind of like fall off the tracks with him after he starts going to like the psycho jazz of the 70s. It's really freaky. And yeah, so I guess like if you like lots of layering too, like if you want to combine, and I think it's really cool finding music that combines like aspects of like aggressive punk rock, new wave, no wave, as well as like the looping, layering, and kind of riffing that was happening with like early hip hop in the late 80s. So yeah, I mean, I'm kind of just spitting material out of my mouth right now, but I definitely recommend checking out ESG more. And ESG is supposed to be basically the three sisters' names put together, I want to say. But now I can't. Now I'm kind of losing my train of thought here. And because I'm losing my train of thought, we're just going to skip over to the next set of music. Anyway. Once again, you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM, and I'm your host for this evening. My name's Olivia. I hope you're enjoying my rambling on my show with the radio station called The 214. And once again, we are broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, but the University of British Columbia is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And that is always an important reminder and something to think about. Here is a track called Here's Where the Story Ends by The Sundays. Maybe you've heard it before. It's off of the album Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic.
Places I go make me feel tongue-tied. And I can see how people look down there on the inside.
disco ball flashing, what can I say? I don't got a whole lot, but I'll give it to you anyway. I think I'll be fine, long as I can put my hands around your waistline, yeah. Slow dancing in the dark, summer put some Joji on the subwoofers, that shit at the spot, so just sway with me slowly. Let her make some love to me slowly, slowly, slowly. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah. Nightcrawler, you've been sleeping through the days, messed up in our own little ways. But we say, I love you anyways. Don't know what that even mean, it's just alright to say. Silently, I realize all in the room, we don't get along with them. They all peaked in high school. I'm so far above it all. Skin so smooth, let me move with your honey like. Pray to God that I don't mess it up this time. Two step left, right. Dogs at a standstill, leave it open all night. Underneath the moonlight. Whoa, slow dance at the disco, yeah.
All right, so you just heard Here's Where the Story Ends by The Sundays off of their album Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. And following that, I played Vancouver's very own Black Pontiac that just released their album From Bad to Worse and back again 2 weeks ago. So very fresh, very new album. And that was Slow Dance at the Disco. If you like Black Pontiac, they're going to be playing at... they're going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret on Main Street in December. So they are a very cool group. Very kind of hard rock, indie rock centered. And their lead singer is pretty exciting. He's always dancing around on stage. It makes for a very entertaining show. And the crowd is always a fun time. And if you like mosh pits, definitely go for the mosh pits. So shout out Black Pontiac. and Vancouver alternative rock music. Next up, I'm going to play a track called Nomads by Aisanabi, who is currently holding the number one position on CBC's top 20 tracks right now. Nomads was released in 2022 by the Canadian Cree artist, and I really, really enjoy this track. I was listening to it a lot this weekend, and I hope you do too. So here's Nomads by Aisanabi.
Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Grandfather, did we flip the scripture? Grandfather, I think we flipped the script, I'm sure. I was gone.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Come see punk rock band McLusky at the Rickshaw Theater on September 22nd. Check out www.rickshawtheater.com for more details.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Welcome back. Welcome back to CITR 109. Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to my show, The 214. I'm your host. I was your host for this evening, Olivia. And we're coming to a close because it is 8 p.m. I hope you enjoyed the tracks that I played. That was Special Interest, a four-piece punk band emerging from New Orleans, Louisiana, that combine elements of no-wave, glam, and industrial rock, creating a frenetic and urgent revision of punk and electronic music for a modern world gone mad. The band originally only thought they were going to play at one basement show that their friends were hosting, but since then, they've pretty much kept together and are really held together by the front and center vocals of Ali Logouts, who is the lead. And the music lyrics are very satirical and insightful as well as political. So definitely check out this band if you like modern day punk music. And yeah, so we've got about 3 minutes left. And I'm really happy for anyone who tuned in tonight. It's always a fun time. I wanted to finish off with playing a track by The Breeders, but I really don't think I have enough time for that. So I'm just going to soothe you all with the sound of my voice for the next 3 minutes and talk about what's going on. What's going on, guys? Well, I can tell you one thing that's going on, and that is hanging out with work colleagues is very stressful. So maybe it's just me that thinks this, but when I meet someone new in a work-related environment, I find transitioning and hanging out with people outside of work kind of difficult sometimes, because it's hard to like draw the line between professionalism and kind of like being able to show your non-professional side. I don't know if this is something that most people struggle with, or maybe I just have social anxiety all the time, but not going to get into details or anything, but yeah, that's just something I've been thinking about today. On another note, I took my friend, who's a colleague, and her boyfriend sailing this morning, which is a fun little anecdote. The weather here is pretty awesome for sailing because it's very light all June and all July, and then it starts to pick up in August, and then bam, September, October, it's like 10 knots every day after, as soon as it's like past 1 p.m. A knot is a nautical mile. 10 knots is pretty decent when you're sailing around in a little dinghy boat. Anyway, that's it for today. I've got 40 seconds left. Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations at the University of British Columbia. And I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini. I'm going to post the playlist online from today's episode. And my show is all about concerts, past, present, and future. This is the 214. And make sure to tune in next Sunday at 7. Have a great day, guys.
Let your thoughts be known.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
Techno Progressivo, you are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR.